Chapter 6, Free at Last. Tom lay in the shed for 3 days. A stranger came to the Legree's farm. The stranger was a young white man. He asked Legree,
"Do you have a slave named Tom?"
Legree lied.
"No, there's no one here named Tom."
Just then a little slave boy pointed to the shed and said,
"Tom is in there."
The stranger walked into the shed. Tom looked up and saw the stranger. Tom knew it was young Johnny Shelby.
"Master Johnny," Tom said, "what a fine young man you've grown to be. Praise the Lord. Now I can die happy."
Johnny saw that Tom was hurt badly.
"Oh, Tom, you can't die now. I've come to buy you back. We saved enough money, just as I promised years ago." "Master, you're too late,"
Tom said weakly.
"The Lord is taking me home with him. Please tell Chloe I'm sorry I couldn't see her. Tell her and my children to follow me to heaven."
Then Tom died. Johnny sat there for a moment, holding Tom. This place seemed special. Johnny felt like God was in the room with him. That night, Cassie took a lot of money from Legree's desk. Then she put a white sheet over her body. She ran out of the house. Legree didn't follow her because he thought she was a ghost. Cassie went to the nearest town. She bought some fine clothes and an expensive bag. Then she went to a nice hotel. No one thought she was a runaway slave. Cassie saw Johnny in the hotel restaurant. She knew he was a friend of Tom's. When Johnny saw her, he thought she looked like someone he knew, but he couldn't think of who it was. Cassie told Johnny her story. She also told him that she was a runaway slave. He agreed to help her reach freedom in Canada. Johnny thought about Cassie's story. She said she'd lost her daughter. He realized who she looked like.
"Eliza,"
he said.
"Who's Eliza?"
Cassie asked. Johnny explained how Eliza had grown up as his family slave.
"I must get to Canada," said Cassie. "I must find my family."
2 months later, Cassie was in Canada. A Quaker leader brought her to Eliza's house. Eliza and George had been in Canada for 5 years. Henry was a big boy now, and they had a new daughter. The door opened. Cassie and Eliza saw each other. They hugged and cried. Now they were all together. Johnny traveled back home. Some years earlier, Mr. Shelby had gotten sick and died. So only Mrs. Shelby and Aunt Chloe were waiting for them. They looked everywhere for Uncle Tom.
"I'm so sorry,"
said Johnny.
"I wanted to bring Uncle Tom back. But he's gone to live with God now."
Mrs. Shelby began to cry, and Aunt Chloe said nothing. He passed Tom's last messages of love to Aunt Chloe. A month later, Johnny let all of the slaves on the farm go free.
"Don't thank me for your freedom,"
he said.
"Thank Uncle Tom."